Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a lot happening in the contested state of Florida today. This is the first presidential election since the state restored the voting rights of people with felony convictions. And organizations like the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition have raised millions of dollars to pay the fees and fines of more than 40,000 felons, fees that needed to be paid before these felons could vote. And with Florida being a crucial battleground state where elections are often decided by tiny margins, felons' votes could make a big difference in this election. Joining us now through Skype is Desmond Mead. He's the president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. Desmond, welcome back to Here and Now.
Well, thank you so much for having me back again, Tanya.
Desmond, there are over a million people with felony convictions who are now able to vote in Florida. You actually voted early. What was it like for you to vote? And was this your first time voting?
Yes. So in August primaries, I voted for the first time in over 30 years. And this past weekend, I actually voted for my very first presidential election. And I can tell you, Tanya, that the experience that I felt just really made me strengthen my resolve to make sure that other Americans feel the same thing that I felt. You know, when I walked in that voting booth, you know, taking the spirits of my ancestors who were murdered and who were intimidated, and they were able to overcome all of these challenges to be able to allow people like me to be able to vote again. And, you know, thinking about the blood that was shed, I understood when walking in there that I was engaging or getting ready to engage in a very sacred act, an act that says more about me as a human being than about my politics, right? It wasn't about me being a Democrat or a Republican. It was about me being an American citizen whose voice must be heard. It was a beautiful experience. It brought me to tears. And I know that every American should get an opportunity to experience this.
What are some of your biggest concerns over the next day or two as you help get felons to the polls and vote?
Well, you know, and this has been going on for over a year now, it's just about getting information, accurate information out to people with felony convictions. We know that there's over 150,000 people that are on the voting roster that have a previous felony conviction. And our state has not done anything to welcome the new voters, but rather they've been doing things to discourage, to breathe uncertainty or fear in them. And we're just trying to cut through all of that and let folks know if they're registered to vote, that they should come out, make sure that their voices are heard. And we believe that the voices of returning citizens will have an impact in deciding who runs this country.
What's been the sentiment of folks that you've been interacting with over the course of the last few days?
Oh my God, they've been so excited. I mean, I'm telling my staff, we have already won, right? And the reason why I say that is because there are so many, I mean, thousands upon thousands of people whose lives have changed because of Amendment 4, whose lives have changed because they finally got an opportunity to vote. Yesterday, we had a lady go vote, and she was 84 years old, voting for the first time ever in her life. We've had people in their 70s and 60s that are voting for the first time, and mothers and fathers and husbands and wives are reaching out to us, you know, with gratitude that their loved ones are now able to participate in democracy and how proud they are. You know, it doesn't get any better than that, just to see the joy and the gleam in people's eyes when they're talking about voting for the first time.
So when you say we've already won, what you mean is we've already won because we can vote. It's not about any particular candidate.
No, it's not about the candidate. And it's more than just that we can vote. We've already won because not only can we vote, but people are actually going out to vote. And we have increased expanded our democracy. Our democracy has become more inclusive. And there are a group of folks who are now participating in elections that will be participating in elections in the future because they have now caught that bug, right? And voting, and that was one of the things that we wanted to do, was make sure that people understood that voting was something that you should aspire to do. It should be something that's exciting and not something that you feel that you have to do.
Desmond Mead is the president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He's the author of the new book, Let My People Vote, My Battle to Restore the Civil Rights of Returning Citizens. Desmond, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.